95.9 WATD.95.9 WATD. Simple Minds here on The Alternative. It's 6:19. Time now to check in with Lisa DeMount. 95.9 WATD. That is going to be an incredible night next Friday night. So if you're listening right now and you're scratching your head about what is this Rock the Lot, if you didn't come to it last year, I highly recommend that you get in your car, helicopter, bike, whatever, to get down here at 95.9 WATD and check it out. State of the Union, an incredible band out of the Boston area. They've been on the scene since the early days of punk in the Boston area, power pop as well. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And as we've mentioned before, we got on to the show during the end of the newscast. We are going to be launching the Alternative IPA. It's a beer named after this show, had a hand in the making of it, and we're going to be chatting with the head brewer, Brian, around 7:35 tonight. And between now and then, just a lot of great classic 80s alternative music, 70s punk as well thrown in. And we have a special guest celebrity who's calling in right around 8 o'clock. The hint is this: he was at Live Aid. Which side of the continents he was on, we'll find out right at around 8 o'clock or 8:05. We're going to chat with him. We're also going to talk about Lost 80s Live coming August 1st to Lynn in the Memorial Auditorium up there, where I, yours exclusively, is basically hosting, welcoming you, the listeners, to that show as well as the bands. And then from around 8:30 to 10, we're going to dive into Live Aid. Going to replay all of that stuff. Tomorrow is the 34th anniversary to the date and the day of that incredible event. Don't forget Friday Flashback 10 at 10, where we, it's 1985. So I'll just say that right there. From Boston, talking about rain, Buffalo Tom, ATD.
You're listening to The Alternative. with Chris Atwood on 95.9 WATD.
Time.
37 years ago, that song Antarctica came out on the album Rhythm of Youth, 1982. Hard to believe that was back then. Wow. So many years ago. By the band Men Without Hats, they were in Boston about a month ago. Had the pleasure to see them as they opened up for Howard Jones, who played Live Aid, Howard Jones, that is, on July 13th, 1985. And Men Without Hats, that was actually going on by request to Jim in his car on a long drive from Scituate to Providence, I think, or Providence to Scituate, something like that. Anyway, Jim, thank you for that request over on the 80s Alternative Radio Facebook page. Hopefully it makes your commute just a little bit better on this hazy, hot, humid day and into the night. But tomorrow's supposed to be pretty cool. So literally and figuratively. Yeah, there we go. The request lines, you know the drill here, 781-837-4900. They're going to be opening up momentarily. So be sure to get in your request. And as I said before, we have a lot planned for you tonight. Great classic 80s alternative 70s punk between now and 8 o'clock. We're going to be chatting with a celebrity who was at Live Aid, one of the locations, either at the JFK Stadium in Philadelphia or Wembley. We will he will tell you when and where he was at that point. Maybe he was on both. There was one person that did that. And yeah, we're going to have a lot of Live Aid stuff focused here tonight on the show. Coming closer to the Boston area, actually, let me see here, August 25th, just up the street in Cohasset at the Music Circus, is this next band with a local percussionist by the name of Steve, who's been on the show. We're already chatting with them to see what we can do about getting some tickets to give away here on the show for that. And we're going to give away more Lost 80s Live tickets, two pairs tonight, 95.9 ATD. The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got the word to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Questions as she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
95.9 WATD, U2, Out of Control, 34 years ago tomorrow, they took to the stage in Wembley, and they became a very different band after that performance at Live Aid on July 13th, 1985. Hard to believe that all those years have passed. I can vividly remember watching it at my parents' house on their Sony Triniton color TV downstairs in what we called the TV room. We all had those, right, back then, the den. And wow, that was incredible. And we're going to also flash back to another performer right after this quick promo and about Live Aid, because we're kind of gearing up for that tonight at 8 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, host of Powerful Women Revealed. 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs are women, and I love connecting you to these powerful women in an entertaining and educational way. Why? Because knowledge is power. So join me this Sunday after the news at noon for Powerful Women Revealed, right here on 95.9 WATD.
95.9 WATD. If you're a listener of this show, you'll understand that the music bed in that promo, that was Swing Out Sister. Kind of cool stuff from late 80s, early 90s. Great videos that they had, too. Very colorful. The dark hair that the lead singer, the female lead singer, had with the bright red lipstick and the super white skin. Yeah, we won't go there any further. Right? 71-837-4900. So we have a performer who told me about his experience with David Bowie at Live Aid. And just briefly, let's see. Thomas Dolby, he was quickly put together with Bowie and a whole bunch of other people to perform at Live Aid. And Bowie put the whole thing together, 1, 2, 3, as he said. And he is not a big fan of flying. So they had to get from wherever they were, the airport, to the stadium. And they had to take a helicopter. Well, Bowie hated flying, and he was sort of chain-smoking, according to Thomas Dolby. In the helicopter, the pilot said, "You can't smoke." And, well, you can imagine what Bowie said to him. They land to get ready to go on stage. And at that point, according to Thomas Dolby, Bowie was very, very calm. And he said, "This is what I love," you know, and then off he went and he became, you know, who he was. And he was such a great person, lost him too soon. But this is all according to Thomas Dolby. He was telling me this last summer when I had a chance to chat with him. And one of my favorite songs by David Bowie, and we'll hear it live later here on the show, is the song Heroes. Think probably you would think the same thing. Kind of a Live Aid focus 34 years ago tomorrow, chatting with a very famous person who was there 34 years ago. ATD.
Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London Calling, see, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. It was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. I never felt so much alike. We'll be right back.
the South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.
many fantasies were learned. On that day,
keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Well, the truth may need some rearranging.
Stories to be told.
I'm plain to see the facts are changing.
Conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned.
My
Love Vigilantes by New Order off of their 1985 album Lowlife. According to Bernard Sumner, that song was inspired or sort of about a veteran from Vietnam returning home only to find out that his family thought they had passed away over there because they got a telegram. So that's sort of the story there, that song behind sort of the music here at 95.9 WATD. I'm Chris Atwood, keeping you company until 11 o'clock tonight. We have a full show headed your way. And yes, we are going to be giving away two pairs of tickets to Lost 80s Live on August 1st. It's the kickoff for their tour that goes across the United States, crisscrossing everywhere. Check out the lineup of the bands that are playing in August, on August 1st. A Flock of Seagulls headlining. The Motels, The Vapors, Boys Don't Cry, Real Life, Farrington, and Man. They are the original members of When in Rome, UK. So we're going to give away two pairs of tickets. The first pair of tickets will be given away sometime between 8 and 8:30 when we talk to our guest who will be calling in from afar. And then the other pair will give away sometime between the 9 and 10 o'clock hour. And you'd need to take down this phone number for those tickets. 781-837-4900. We'll give you all the instructions at the appropriate time. But just like to thank or congratulate the following who have won tickets. George up in Tewksbury, Pam in Plymouth, as well as Bill in Reading, Mass. I mean, Reading. Congratulations. We have a whole bunch of pairs of tickets to give away between now and the end of this month. So stick around for more information about that. Speaking of shows and concerts, a free one next Friday in our parking lot, July 19th, Rock the Lot number 2. Parking lot opens up at 6 p.m. State of the Union, they go on at 7, and we're going to be chatting with the head brewer of Stellwagen in about 25 minutes about something special before, during, and after. Speaking of State of the Union, the band, if you're trying to figure out what do they sound like, well, they sound exactly like this. This is them. State of the Union, 95.9 WATD.
Your voices, surpasses stop.
With your feet on the air and your head on the ground.
You're listening to The Alternative with Chris Atwood on 95.9 WATD.
WATD, Adam Ant, Stand and Deliver here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood. He played at Live Aid back 34 years ago tomorrow. And we have a special guest in the studio from just down the street with a four-pack of Invisible Airways. There's a story behind that. Welcome, Brian from Stellwagen Brewery.
Thanks. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Head brewer.
I felt it was a fitting beer to bring.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of connection to Marshfield, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So yeah. For those that don't know what that connection is, what is that?
It's Marshfield is the site of the first voice radio broadcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was Christmas time, wasn't it?
Christmas time.
Yeah. Wow. And Invisible Airways. You guys have a really cool brewery, and we did something on July 1st over there.
We sure did. We brewed a beer. It was the Alternative.
The Alternative
IPA.
So, which is kind of cool because there's a lot of play on words with that. It's obviously sort of the show's logo. But, and you had said, well, we're actually going to brew it and it's going to be clear. Not clear like it's, you know, like white, but, or clear.
Yeah, it's not Crystal Pepsi.
Right. For child of the 80s. But it's not, it's filtered.
Sure. We're going to, well, we don't filter our beers, okay. but we are going to use a method that will clarify it.
Okay.
So it's definitely going to be the alternative to what we normally do, which are these hazy IPAs.
Okay. So that's different for you guys.
Definitely.
Yeah. And when we talked about this in sort of the beer, like what I like, what you like, and you're asking me all these crazy questions like pine cones, and I'm like, I don't know, I like English IPAs and West Coast IPAs, and you've concocted something. Tell us a little bit about that.
We definitely went a more West Coast IPA vibe with it. We used some British malts, some American mm-hmm. malts, so it's going to have a richer, toastier, breadier backbone.
Okay.
For the hops to sit on top of.
Yep.
And rather than going the tropical fruit forward hops, mm-hmm. we went with hops that are going to be more grapefruit, more citrus,
okay.
orange, grapefruit, a little bit of pine.
Oh.
So that's really going in that West Coast direction.
So if you had to compare it to a beer that's, I don't know, people might recognize, I mean, it's not going to necessarily be this one that's in my hand.
Of course. Right. You know, something I always thought of was like Green Flash West Coast IPA.
Okay.
Was the first West Coast IPA I ever had.
Oh, all right.
And they're sadly no longer in business.
Okay.
But their beer, that kind of rings a little true to me. Also a little like Russian River Brewing in Santa Rosa, California.
Okay.
They do some very, very nice West Coast IPAs.
So I'm excited to try this, whatever. It's going to be a lot of fun next Friday.
We're getting very close to getting it ready for packaging.
Yep.
So it's tasting pretty good.
Oh, okay. So that's going to be kind of cool. That's next Friday. But you're up here just hanging out for a little bit. You've got a song that you want to sort of kick off your three-song selection here tonight.
Three songs.
Three songs. Rapid fire.
Yeah, we're going to do this.
It's The Church. What's the inspiration for you for this song?
So, you know, I used to be a nightclub DJ back in my younger days. Mm-hmm. And this is a staple in my sets.
Okay.
So it's always fun to hear ever again.
All right. So selected by Brian at Stellwagen. It is The Church, Under the Milky Way, 95.9 WATD.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmers. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew. What you were looking for.
peculiar. Something was shimmering and white. Leads you here, despite your destination. Under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what. We'll be right back.
distant signs. You pour yourself over me like the sun through the blinds. You lift me up and get me out. Keep me walking but never shout. Hold the secret close, I hear you say. We'll be right back.
95.9 WATD. Peter Murphy cuts you up here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood, joined by Brian from Stellwagen Brewery. Welcome back to the mic.
Hello.
Yeah. So we were just talking that you used to be a club DJ.
Sure did.
Yeah. Where?
So it was in New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay.
A club called Gotham City. I don't know if it still exists anymore.
Yeah.
But we did a Friday night gothic industrial new wave 80s kind of party.
And you're the one that helped sort of, well, not help, but actually curated and brought Aurelio Voltaire to the brewery back in the, was it the wintertime?
Yeah. It was in February.
Okay.
Yep.
Is he going to come back?
I think we'll probably do it again around February. Because somebody has a birthday around that time.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say who.
Yeah, yours?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll have to brew a beer for him. That would be...
Yeah, if I could make it taste like rum.
Yeah. Was that when he played, did he actually, was that, or was that iced tea?
No. That was his rider, he required a 750 milliliter bottle of... a certain captain's spiced rum.
So should I have a rider for next week for the alternative IPA?
Oh, maybe. Yeah probably. Right. Probably. I'll be waiting for my backstage passes.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely get those. And we're going to be very... we're not going to give them out as much as we did last year because you guys were very kind to give me a case or two of beer for the backstage area. And we gave out these passes and I turn around and a whole case was gone literally in 2 minutes. And I'm like, what happened to it? And someone's like, oh, someone with a backstage pass took it and brought it over to his friends. I'm like, that's not what it's for.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was only for people with backstage passes. Of course you get a backstage pass.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. You, nice. Your wife, and is Mike going to come to Rock the Law? Is he going to be hunkered down over there?
I think he'll probably be at the brewery.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Putting on extra people for that night, maybe?
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Speaking of next week, do you guys also have a food truck?
We do. We have Yummy Pad Thai.
Okay.
Coming.
So, pad thai and ale.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
It works.
Yeah. Well, it's always fun to have you come up. Sorry that this was so short.
Yeah,
we're keeping an eye on the clock. We got a lot going on. We're going to be chatting with somebody who was at Live Aid right around 8:05. Don't say who it is. You know who it is.
I know who it is.
Next week, next Friday, Rock the Lot, 6 o'clock. Our lot opens up here at WATD. And then we have a pre-show over at your place. I'm saying 4 to 6.
Yeah, I mean, we open at noon, so, I'm not going to police anybody and tell them when they can start drinking.
Absolutely not. But, I mean, I'll be there at 4.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then and I'm sure people that are here are going to want to go back over there after at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and we're open till 10 p.m. at night.
All right, cool. Well, Brian, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And looking forward to tasting the alternative IPA next Friday.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks.
We got to take a quick break, pay some bills here on 95.9 WATD, and then we'll be back with a more classic alternative ATD.
It's the summer clearance event right now at Quirk Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 139 in Marshfield. Quirk Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is one of the largest dealerships of its kind in New England, featuring an incredible inventory, a brand new Jeep Wranglers, great customer service, and Quirk's Chrysler Certified Service Department. Quirk Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is accessible from all across the South Shore, just off Exit 12 on Route 3.
Quirk works to save you money. Quirk works with you.
Visit QuirkChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ACE to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, text ACE to 35517. That's ACE to 35517.
Join the Duxbury Rural and Historical Society for a morning of historically themed activities, storytelling by Timothy Basil Ehring, ice cream, and picnicking on the lawn of the King Caesar House Museum. Family activities include boat making, painting seashells, children's croquet, and a book nook and letterboxing with the Duxbury Free Library. You can also tour the historic house, enjoy the waterfront view, and enter a raffle. Tuesday morning, July 16th, starting at 9:30. Tickets are $15 per person. Learn more at duxburyhistory.org.
This is Peter Smith, host of the Antiques Air Show. Thanks to you, the show is a hit, and thank you for tolerating my need to destroy a Hummel figurine on every show. Listen to the previous episodes at theplymouthexchange.com. Listen to the Antiques Air Show every Saturday morning at 10 and Wednesday evenings at 7 here on 95.9 WATD.
Thank you, Peter. 7:56 on your Friday night. We are fast approaching the 8 o'clock hour where we're going to dive into Live Aid and chat with a person who was there 34 years ago tomorrow, 1985, helping us get there some more music here for you on 95.9 ATD.
Yeah.